goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Divorce Hour, and how can you not smile when you hear Stephen Foggia sing When Love Goes Astray? I love it. It brings a smile on my face no matter how rough a week I've had, and I've had quite a rough week. Today I am joined by Lainey Bennett. Lainey is in the personnel business, or when my mother was in it, we referred to it as being a headhunter. Mm-hmm. What does headhunting have to do with divorce? Well, I'll tell you. When you've been a housewife or a Mr. Mom for many years in your marriage, and you need to get a job, that is actually focused at she who shall not be named, who used to be married to me, she shall get a job. Lainey services are invaluable. And were I not to, you know, if anything I said to her is interpreted the wrong way, I would give my ex your phone number. But I have no intention of doing that. She's got a better chance of finding you on her own. Welcome, Lainey.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm great. Lainey was my very first guest a year and a half ago.
Yay.
So this is a homecoming.
Yes, it is.
And I saw Lainey the other day, and we were talking about what Lainey does. And I said, you're kind of like a matchmaker.
Absolutely.
And I thought that would be a nice topic for today.
Yes, definitely.
So tell me why you're like a matchmaker.
Well, it's the art of business matchmaking. And what I do is I go to my clients, I assess their needs, just like you would if you were looking to find a relationship. And based on their needs, I try to find the perfect fit for them. So it is indeed matchmaking in the business sense, in the business world. As we all know, if the match is not, quote unquote, made in heaven, it results in a divorce, which we call a firing.
So, or a quitting.
Or a quitting. There you go. You're the expert in that field. But
well, I don't know about that. But I recall 1980, blah, blah, blah. I had a job interview with a very famous divorce lawyer at the time, who's still practicing, which is why I will not give his name.
Okay.
Halfway through the interview, I said, thank you very much for your time, but I don't think we're in fit.
That's a very wise decision. If that's the way that you truly felt, then...
That was the way I truly felt. I didn't want to work for this guy.
There you go.
It didn't matter how much money he was going to pay me. I didn't want to work for him.
Sometimes the money is not what's important. It's your sanity.
That's true, although at that time, money was very important.
Yeah.
But you know what? There were other fish in the sea, and I seem to have survived that.
There you go.
Tell me a little bit about you. What, are you new in this field? Or do you have experience? Why should our listeners listen to Lainey?
Well, I started out coming out of college back in 1990 in a really rough job market. And what happened was I happened upon a temporary agency, and I went in there, and he didn't have any clients to send me to, but he offered me a job at his company.
Okay.
And based on that company, which is still in business and shall not be named, I stayed with him for about 2 years, and I thought I could build a better mousetrap.
Okay.
So at the age of 28, I went out and
She's
I started
tell
my
us
company.
How old she is next.
I don't care. age is just a number.
Here we go.
And I started my own company in 1996 called Millennium Personnel Corp. And I started servicing my clients with temporary employees in the administrative assistant field. And I have been ever since.
And just so it's clear, you're looking for both employers and employees.
Absolutely. My target company,
Your dream company?
My dream company is a smaller firm with, you know, about 50 people. And it is owned by a boss who doesn't have a human resource department, and I act as his own human resource department. Basically, the services that I provide for him, I recruit, I do the interviewing and the screening, and all he has to do is have people come in and look at their resume for a few minutes, and he can decide, you know, who's the right match for him.
If it's right or
not. If the chemistry is there, as they say, in the matchmaking world.
Ah, chemistry. Chemistry is important in any relationship. And I will tell you, I often refer to my secretary as my office wife.
Absolutely.
And I once said it to in front of her first husband.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me this dirty look. I said, don't worry about it. I don't have sex with her either.
Well, we won't go there, but you're absolutely right. You spend a lot of time with the people that you work with, and if you're not happy with them or if they're not a good fit personality-wise, there's so much more to matchmaking in the business world than just the skills. It's, you know, the personality, it's the culture of the office, the way that the company does business. Just because two companies do marketing doesn't mean that they do business the same way.
Okay.
So,
and I would imagine that if they're, let's say it's a partnership.
Right.
One partner may have completely different needs than the other partner.
Absolutely. And you have to, you know, as an administrative assistant or an office manager, you really have to know how to balance your time and really how to get in there and do the right job. And that's what I excel in, trying to put the right person in the right position at the right time.
Okay. So I'm Mr. Mom. I've been at home for the last 5 years raising babies, and now they're going off to kindergarten, and my wife has left me for greener pastures.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get my foot back in the employment door?
A number one, first step is to get your resume together. And if you don't have a resume, don't be afraid to consult a professional resume writer.
And you do that too, right?
We absolutely do that. We've done resumes for everyone from entry-level college graduates all the way up to C-level executives.
Do you think I know what a C-level executive is?
Of course you do.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
CEO is COO.
Oh, C-level.
That's what we call it.
As a chief. You know, you got all your... Every business has their own...
jargon.
Exactly. And people outside of the business don't know it.
Yeah.
And...
Well, that's why...
Oh, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you this before we go to break.
Okay.
Since my mom is deceased, I can tell you the name that she used in her professional world. She was Tina Williams.
Okay.
Do you use a pseudonym when you're working?
I think that most people in my industry do. And for no particular reason, they just prefer to do it that way.
Okay.
So.
No, I mean, it's funny because who did she work? I don't even remember who she worked for. And that I'm not avoiding it. I just don't remember who she worked for.
Right.
And when they got a job there, they got a pseudonym.
Right.
So I thought that was very funny.
Yep.
You know, yeah. I worked for my father for a while, and my father wouldn't answer to dad.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't answer to sir.
Right. Well, the office dynamics are
even,
very different.
Wouldn't even answer to Mr. Bloom.
Yeah,
it was
family.
Al.
Absolutely.
Al and Al only. And then my mom, you know, occasionally in the office, I would refer to her as Tina.
Right, right, absolutely.
So we're going to come to a break in about a few seconds, but tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Oh, sure. They can call our office here in Midtown Manhattan at 212-244-2777, or they can get us on the web at www.mpc-nyc.com.
That's really good, because if you had said something with millennium, I was going to ask you to spell millennium.
We've learned our lesson on that.
Okay. This is the Divorce Hour. I am here with my good friend, Lainey Bennett. Call in if you have a question, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Well, if you guys don't know what that is Matchmaker, Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof. I have no idea which of those sisters whose name I can't pronounce anyway.
Well, they all chimed in.
Yep, they were all involved in that song. I want to say, give a shout out to our listener or listeners in Azerbaijan. I don't know what language you speak, nor do I know how to say hello in that language, but welcome, and thank you for listening. If you want to call in, 877-480-4120. Too shy to call? Email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Or on the fan Facebook page of Talking Alternative Broadcasting. Okie dokie. I'm here with Lainey Bennett.
Hi there.
Lainey. We've done my resume.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the next step?
The next step is getting together a list of prospective employers that you might want to work for.
Okay. Would I meet you before that, or would I not meet you before that?
Well, it's good to have it in hand before you meet your recruiter. So you would want an idea of the type of position. And it can't be necessarily the type of position that you want. It has to be the type of position that you're qualified for. You know, for example, I would love to be, you know, a cardiac surgeon, but I'm certainly not qualified for it.
Okay.
So we kind of have to hone in and, you know, be realistic in terms of our abilities and our experience.
Okay.
So based on that, you're going to take your resume, you're going to go to a recruiter like myself and basically have a one-on-one with them and talk to them a little bit about what you're hoping to do.
Okay. Let me interrupt you
for
a minute. Why a recruiter and not just do it yourself?
Well, there's a lot of legwork involved. For example, if you go to visit a recruiter like myself, I might have a roster of maybe 10 clients or 15 clients that are potentially looking for employees. If you go out, you would have to send out, you know, 10 or 15 resumes on your own to even get your foot in the door. And also the recruiter has a really keen understanding of what that employer is looking for. And they can give you really important constructive criticism, like, for example, you know, how to focus your resume for the job that you're specifically applying for. Your resume should be tailored to every single job that you go out to apply for. So they'll give you that type of advice. They'll tell you about the corporate culture of the company, what the attire is. Some companies still require you to wear a business suit every day. And you don't want to go into that interview or meet that employer and be underdressed. And the recruiter will not let you be unprepared for that. Speaking of dress.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of dressing, I'm going to share with you one of the favorite anecdotes that that I shared with you a while ago. When I first started, I had given a young lady the advice to go into the temporary assignment wearing her best outfit. And this was a young high school graduate. And the high school graduate showed up on the temporary assignment wearing her prom dress, because in her mind, that was her best outfit. But in reality, it was my fault because I did tell the young lady to wear her best outfit. we actually resolved the issue, and it was now considered a funny joke between myself and the employer, but it really could have backfired.
Did she get hired?
She actually apologized for the mistake and came back the next day properly attired and did get the job. She did,
excellent. A happy ending.
Happy ending to everything.
Lainey, we got a caller. Mike.
Oh, how exciting.
Line one. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Hi, I just have a sort of an employment question.
Sure.
Yeah, so I've been working at this company for 2 years, and they've gradually been giving me more and more work.
Oh, that's good.
And well, I just feel that I deserve, I feel like I deserve a raise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering what would be an appropriate way to ask my employer to give me a raise.
That's an excellent question. The best thing to do, Mike, is to arrange a meeting with your employer and go in with all your information in hand. You want to have your documentation. For example, if there were additional projects that you took on, you want to have a list of that. You want to have an idea of what other salaries people in your industry are making. If your salary is a little bit less than that, then you want to have that information handy. You always want to go in prepared. And the last thing that you want to do, Mike, is you don't want to go in and give that employer an ultimatum. Because if an employer feels like he's being given an ultimatum and his back is against the wall, that can really bode badly for you. So my two best pieces of advice are ask for a one-on-one and have all your information documented.
And I would imagine that what you do is you ask for the raise at the end of that presentation.
Absolutely, yes. You don't want to go in and have that be the front. First, you want to go in and you want to talk about how you're happy that you had the opportunity to take on this extra responsibility and how that you are a team player and you did complete those projects, you know, without a problem. And therefore, you feel as if you are entitled to a raise. And now
I would also guess that if you've performed an innovation for the company, you want to highlight that as well.
Absolutely.
Everything positive that you've done, you want to, you know, and go in with notes.
Absolutely. Make sure you have everything documented, Mike. And above all, if for some reason your employer says at this time we're not financially able to do that for you, you're going to have to say, no problem. When would be a better time for me to come back? Maybe after the first of the year or, you know, if we're expecting a new project, can I come in after that project? Try to, you know, kind of pin him down and see if he can give you an approximation of when you can come back and revisit the issue.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's going to help me out a lot.
Oh, good luck.
That's great advice. Thank you for calling, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. If you want to call in just like Mike, 877-480-4120. Okay. You were telling me about the prom dress.
Yes. The young lady just had a misunderstanding. And like I said, it was my fault for not being more specific. Now I will tell my prospective employees, you know, wear a suit, you know, wear slacks and a tie. You know, I'll specifically say,
I'm a woman. I don't have a suit. I'm an 18-year-old girl out of high school.
Okay,
I don't have a suit. What do I do?
You raid your mom's closet.
There you go. Okay.
That's
good answer.
Exactly what you do. Nobody starts out with an entire wardrobe. Really, all you need is one good business suit and you can mix and match. That's the best way to do it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so that's the best way to do it. Don't invest in it yet. Make sure that you're going to like the job that you get and that's, you know, the right business attire for you before you go out and invest a lot of money in clothes.
That makes sense, too.
Yeah.
I have another caller. That caller's name is?
John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. Question for Lainey?
Yes.
Okay. Shoot.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, Lainey. I have a question. My question is, what are some things you should never say during an interview?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, some of the things that you don't want to mention on an interview are things that are personal things to you. Like, for example, you know, your marital status or your social security number, things that, you know, really should be kept personal. That's one thing that you probably shouldn't say on an interview. But you just want to really put your best foot forward and you want to show a lot of enthusiasm for the job.
Right.
I would think you would also want to be job specific rather than, say, benefits or time off specific, at least at the beginning.
Right. The whole atmosphere on the job interview should be what you can do for the company as opposed to what the company can do for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And wait a minute, don't go away. An interview is a two-way street. And I think I explained that earlier in my anecdote, which is not only are they interviewing you, John, but you're interviewing them. And I know it's easy to say I need a job or work for anybody, but the truth is there are a lot of, for want of a better term, office Hitlers out there that you don't want to work for.
Yeah, be really vigilant and be careful and make sure that you, Larry's right, that you like them and you respect them. That's important, too. You want to work for a company that you can try to see if they have integrity. You know, research them on the web and see what people have said about them. Do your homework before you go on the interview. Look at their website, see who their clients are, and look at their reviews on the internet and see what other people have to say about that firm before you go ahead and accept an offer.
That's very helpful. That's
okay.
Very helpful.
Thank you so much for calling, John. Keep listening. Keep calling. Thanks a lot.
Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye. Again, we are the Divorce Hour. I am the host, Larry Bloom, here with Lainey Bennett of Millennium Personnel. We are talking business matchmaking here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
All these cover letters are the same. I need to try something new.
To whom it may concern, in regards to your job that I yearn. For weeks I've tried to launch a career, and all I can do is persevere. I'll convey my qualifications through this acoustic guitar iteration. So pencil in some notes so you better. This ain't your cliche cover letter. Went to Bentley University, got summa cum laude, and I'm
believe it or not, that is a song called Hire Me. It is a means by which this particular young man, whose name escapes me, because I forgot to write down who did what, went out looking for a job. Very young. I mean, you know, probably 18 years old, right out of high school. Friends, if you want weird music, Google a topic. What I did was I went to YouTube Music and I punched in Hire Me. The name of the song is Hire Me. As a matter of fact, the name of the rest of the songs on the show are Hire Me. So, again, we're here with Lainey Bennett.
Still, hi there.
You're still with me.
Absolutely.
Good. I always say that to the people who call in, but you're here. You're in the flesh.
Absolutely.
Good. We prefer our visitors in studio.
Yes.
Let's tell the listeners one more time, 877-480-4120. So, we've talked to the potential employee.
Mm-hmm.
You've sent them off to their first interview.
Right. Well, part of my job does entail talking to the employer and getting a sense of what he or she is looking for his company.
Right.
For example, what I'll do is I'll have my clients tell me what they think they need. And based
which
on,
is not always what they really need.
Exactly. And based on what it is that they say, then I can make a recommendation for an employee. Like, just to give you an example, I was having a client, and in his particular position as administrative assistant, he had a huge turnover. I mean, people were leaving him every 3 months. He was, you know, having to refill that position.
Okay.
And so he was getting really frustrated. And so I kind of honed in on the fact that he was employing the same type of person, which was, you know, a person who was pursuing other interests, like acting. One girl was an actress, and she was a fantastic administrative assistant. But every time she got a gig, you know, she would want to leave, or, you know, it wasn't the right fit. So I kind of...
He was looking for a pretty face, is what you're telling me.
Well, no, not necessarily. He was looking, you know, a bright, energetic, enthusiastic, you know, person. And it just so happened that he was honing in on, you know, people who were pursuing other things on their own time. And when those things came to fruition, they would leave his administrative job. What he really needed was somebody who was focused on finding a career as an administrative assistant. And once we honed in on that fact that he needed somebody who wanted a future, then we were able to fill the position and that person's still in the job.
That's great.
So it's just about honing in on what's going wrong.
So you coach both the employee and the employer?
Absolutely. There's a lot of instances where I can come in and I can help right-size the company. And basically what that means is to try to help them figure out which positions can be combined. For example, a lot of times jobs can be combined and two people can do the same responsibilities if you get the right person for it. And that's what I excel at, trying to figure out, you know, how can we combine these jobs? How can we save the company overhead and save them money on, you know, salaries and things like that, and sort of do what we call, you know, right sizing the firm so that it's a benefit and, you know, can actually be helpful to the employer and save them money.
That's great. We have another caller.
Okay.
So let's see who we have on line one. I'm sorry? Sally?
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
How can we help?
Well, I have a question about my resume. I've been a stay-at-home mom for the past 6 years, and I'm looking to get back into the workforce, and I wanted to know how can I spruce up my resume and fill in the gaps or make the gap seem not so bad.
Okay, that's an excellent question. And basically what you need to do is you need to change the format of your resume. The traditional format of most people's resume is what we call a chronological format, where it goes back in date order. And then when you see a gap, it's extremely obvious. There's a big hole there. So what we recommend is that you change your resume into what we call a functional format. And that's going to basically put all your experience in one section, and it's going to have your skills in the other section so that it's not quite so obvious. So this way, you know, you can go out and you can be more productive with your resume. It just appears better. It's just, you know, to get your foot in the door. As I tell everybody, a resume just gets your foot in the door, and then what you do or say on the interview is up to you.
Okay.
You know, before you go.
Yes.
You know, I used to, I'd go home and I'd say to my now ex-wife, so how was your day? What'd you do? And she would be really snotty with me. But I know that, I won't tell you what she said. I know that being a homemaker, mother, and wife is a job, and you have developed certain skills. You are a manager. You run a small company.
Exactly. Okay.
And you really need to emphasize the fact that you have those skills very practically. You have to manage various personalities. If you have more than one child, you definitely have to manage more
than
one personality.
Yes.
And you shouldn't look at staying at home as being a deficit. It can be used as an asset.
Absolutely. Okay, yeah, we call those transferable skills, and those skills can be acquired anywhere in your life. Like Larry said, you know, stay-at-home moms, it could be if you're a person who does volunteer activities, you can take those transferable skills like time management, leadership, good aptitude with numbers. Those are all skills that any employer can use, and those are what should be highlighted on the resume, just like Larry said.
Okay, great. I was actually just going to ask you about that, if I've done any volunteer work or freelance.
It should definitely be compiled on your resume. You can put freelance work on there. That's perfectly acceptable. Any community activities is absolutely acceptable.
Okay, great.
So, yes, that should be incorporated in any resume.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Great.
Bye-bye.
While I have a moment, I want to welcome our listener at the UK. We are live at Leeds.
Cheerio.
We don't know if Sam and I had a little discussion during the last break whether Live at Leeds was a Stones album or was a Who album. So our listener from the UK, if you know, give us a call, 877-480-4120, because you know that's going to bother me until I get on a computer and Google it. Now we can find out the answer to everything. And we also have a Finnish listener, which doesn't mean that they're done listening. It means they're from Finland. And if I knew how to speak in Finland, I would say Finnish, I would say hello. Okay, we're here with Lainey.
Hi.
Lainey, we've done the first interview.
Yes.
What do you do then?
What do I do as a recruiter?
Yeah, what do you do?
I call up, the first person that I call is the person who has interviewed for the job. I want to hear what his or her impression of the interview was, and I get their side of the story almost. It's, you know, I'm the middleman. So after I speak to them and make sure that they liked it, then what I'll do is I'll call the employer, and I'll find out what they thought of the interview. And based on that, I hope that, you know, just like in matchmaking, that both people thought each other was great. It's like when you go on a date, what do? You call your friend when you get home and you say, I loved it. He was great. Or I'm not so sure if I liked him. So,
well, let me ask you this, because actually we have a caller on the line. Let's take the caller.
Okay.
I'll ask you that. I'll bring it back to dating.
No worries. No worries.
Kenny.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Okay. How are you?
Good. Question for Lainey?
Yes.
Or me?
Well, Lainey,
yes.
I have a question. What type of information I should put on my resume to make it stand out? Because I understand it's very difficult now in the way the job market is. You know, like, you want to bring a resume that employer would look at and say, okay, I have confidence in this employer, I can...
You want to customize your resume to make it so that whatever that employer is looking for, that's right. What you are. You know, you're going to stress whatever. If you see a job description online, let's say,
okay,
you really want to tailor your resume and make it a point to show and illustrate how you have all those skills. So that's the best advice I can give in that front, Kenny. And just try to make sure that your resume is reflective of any job that you apply for.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, I appreciate it. But I have one more question.
Yes, yes.
Let's say I've just lost my job.
Okay.
Right? And I would like to get back into the market to
okay.
work as a profession. Now
yes.
that I just graduated college and then just got fired. Now, what is that I need to do in order for me to remain active so that I could look good in front of the employer so I can get a job? Do I need to go back to school and finish my career?
One of the best things that we recommend is definitely to try to get an internship. There's so many people out of work right now that the best thing to do in order to get experience when you can't find a paying job is look for an internship, perhaps in the field of study that you want to work in. And hopefully that experience will be enough to give you an edge, give you the leg up, as they say, on your competition, because it is still an extremely tough job market that we're all dealing with. So,
and if you know a type of company that you want to work for, target those for your internships.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank
we're
you.
Up. We're up against another break. We're here at Talking Alternative, phone number 877-480-4120. I'm Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hire me. Another Hire Me song. Isn't it great how creative people are? I knew a kid. All he wanted to do was get into the Newhouse College of Communications at Syracuse. And he did this whole video about how he's always wanted to go to Syracuse. And, you know, his parents were very proud of it. And, you know, showed the friends, because this is obviously a friend's kid. I don't really have friends who are applying to college at this stage of my life. And the kid got in. So there are alternative means of trying to find a job. Okay, you've spoken to, I'm here with Lainey Bennett. Lainey, I'm remiss. I only asked you once. How do people reach you?
Oh, they reach me at 212-244-2777, or they can go to my website, www.mpc-nyc.com.
Great. Great. And I hope everybody out there who has a question or needs help with their resume or looking for a job will call Lainey. Lainey's a pro. That's
She's right.
Really,
they can
good
call
at
right it. Right now. My wonderful office assistant Stephanie is there, so they can call and talk to Stephanie.
Great. I've had two regular matchmakers on this show.
Okay.
And after one of them, the first one, when I was, you know, between girlfriends, mm-hmm. decided that she thought I would be perfect for one of her clients.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me, like, just like you call the employer or the employee,
mm-hmm.
she calls me afterwards. And I said, she was nice, I don't know. And she goes, well, if you're not sure, have a second date. Do you say sort of something like that to the employer if they're...
Absolutely.
I mean, employers are pretty good. They either say, I like her or like him. I can't stand them. Or I'm not sure.
Well, you'd be surprised, Larry. I've had clients and, you know, I'm not knocking it. If you have the time and the energy, they've had 4 interviews to hire somebody for a $30,000 job. Now, that's a lot of time to invest in a person. But yes, I always recommend that the employer have a second interview. I always recommend that, you know, references get checked. So, yeah, definitely if you have any questions or even if you are sure, it's always good to have a second interview or a second date.
How does one make sure that they have a good person as their reference?
Well, the first thing that you should do is you should call up your reference and ask them, would you be comfortable giving me a positive recommendation? Don't just ask, can you give me a reference? You want to say, would you be able to give me a positive recommendation? And if that person hesitates, then you move on to the next one on your list, because the last thing you want to do is have a prospective employer call up and waste their time only to have somebody say negative things about you.
Or say wishy-washy things.
Or say wishy-washy or not remember who you are. So, yeah, the first thing you should definitely do is reach out to your references and make sure that they know that they will be receiving phone calls in regard to your job performance, and could they kindly say positive things, you know, about you. So that's definitely how you make sure you ask
them. That's great.
Ask.
And I would imagine that if you ask them, they may say, you know, I think I know somebody who might be hiring.
Absolutely.
So it's always important when you look for a job, because we've done shows on networking.
Yes.
The more people you know what you're looking for, the better off you are.
Absolutely. The social media tools like Facebook and LinkedIn are extremely helpful in terms of reaching out to your prospective employers, because there may be people in your network that maybe not necessarily work for that type of firm, but know someone who works for that type of firm and makes the hiring decisions. You'd be surprised how far you can get by going into a company on an interview by having somebody at that company recommend you, or having somebody that they know recommend you. That carries volumes of weight in terms of who gets hired, you know, getting your foot in the door.
Okay.
That way.
How does... Just like our caller, I don't remember which caller it was, I think it was John, who was concerned about asking for a raise. How does one bring up the topic of money in an interview, of salary? I mean, it's obviously important.
Well, the best thing to do on an interview, the first interview, if it does come up, what you really want to stress is that you are flexible. And then you want to see if you can kind of get from that employer, what is their range or what is their budget or what have they previously paid people in that position? And again, the best way to do that is to ask in a respectful way. Like, for example, if you asked me, Lainey, what are you looking for in salary? I would say, well, I am flexible. Do you have a certain budget in mind that your company is willing to pay for this type of a job? And then maybe they would say, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 a year. And I would say, well, that sounds like an agreeable range, and I'd certainly be able to work with you, because for me, it's not just about the money. It's about the experience and, you know, the environment that I work in.
When someone goes in for a job, it's usually not a brand new job. It's usually because of
someone has vacated,
attrition.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is it fair or reasonable, or is it bad to say, how come the person before me left?
That is a brilliant question to ask, and you'd be surprised how few people will ask that question. What you want to determine is this position open because there were 12 people that were fired in the past year that couldn't hack this job because the boss is too tough? Or did somebody get promoted within the company So therefore, this is a company that promotes people easily.
Or did somebody have a baby and it's completely irrelevant?
Right. Yes, absolutely. So yes, you can get a lot of information. You're basically on a fact-finding mission. When you're on an interview, you want to get as much information from that interviewer as possible.
They're interviewing you and you're interviewing them.
Right. Absolutely.
So what else should we know about this job process?
Well, just like you said, it is a process, and people have the misconception that I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get a job and it's only going to take me a month and whatever. The rough estimate of how long it takes to find a job is for every $10,000 that you're looking for, estimate it's going to take you 1 month of job searching to find that job.
Holy.
So, for example,
moly.
And that's a conservative estimate, Larry.
Okay.
So if you're looking
even
for...
Even in this economy?
Right. Especially in this economy. If you're looking for a $60,000 job, make sure that you can allow yourself about 6 months of job searching in order to get that good job that you're seeking.
Interesting.
That's a rule of thumb, yeah.
That's some rule of thumb. So if, and that I would imagine it deals with, if I, do you do executive searches or you don't?
I basically stress office support. So
okay.
Anybody who supports the office, but we're leaving out a little bit of a component. So now the two have agreed that yes, we want to employ, I want to employ so-and-so and that person tells me, yes, I would love to have a job with them. Now we start negotiating the salary. So now what happens is the employer will say, well, okay, so the range was 40 to 50. I'd like to come in at 42. So me as the middle person will try to go in and try to see, you know, if there's any wiggle room because that person was ideally, let's say they were making 45 at their last job.
Right.
So basically what I want to do is I want to go in and I want to broker the best deal for both parties. And sometimes what we can do is, let's say the company is a little bit tight on money. Maybe they can give that person an extra week vacation. Or maybe they
review after six months.
Or maybe they don't really have health benefits for the family, but maybe they can give them some kind of a supplemental bonus that will cover family benefits for them. So there's always ways around that to make the deal come through for both parties and make everybody happy.
Okay, we're up against another break, and then we have our final segment with Lainey. I want to say bonjour to France and Belgium who are listening. Talking Alternative is, of course, worldwide. We've had listeners from, what is it now, Sam? 65 different countries. And Sam was right and I was wrong. Live at Leeds was the first live album from The Who. I stand corrected. Let It Bleed was the Stones. Okay. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom. This is Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving communications. That's the answer.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Somewhere, somehow, I've been living in my parents' basement. I got no place else to crash. 4 years of college, I'm taking out the trash. So
hire me. And if anybody wants to know who's done these songs, email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. I'm here with Lainey Bennett. Lainey, this is our last segment. Let me make sure I do this again. How do people reach you?
They can reach me at 212-244-2777 or visit us on the web, www.mpc-nyc.com.
And hyphen is the same thing as dash, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, okay, you've negotiated a price.
We've negotiated, yes.
And just so it's clear to the potential employees, they don't pay you, do they? The employer
absolutely
pays
not.
You.
The company pays me, and the employer, the employees, the services that I provide to them are free.
That's great.
Yes,
you hear
absolutely.
That, everybody?
It's free. And one of the most important things that people should be remembering on these job searches and things like that is just to be prepared for the unexpected. You know, every once in a while, you're going to get an interviewer who's going to throw out a crazy question at you and just be on your toes. And they want to just see if you can think outside the box. Basically, it all boils down
like what?
To, well, for example, how many bricks are in the Great Wall of China is a question that employers have asked employees.
And you know what I would say to that?
What?
I thought the Great Wall of China was made of stones, not bricks.
Technicalities may get you thrown out the door, Larry. I don't know. I guess so. They really want to see your logical ability and your ability to reason and, you know, the type of common sense. Because at the end of the day, we all want somebody with common sense.
And last question. I mean,
yes.
I'm an employer.
Okay.
And I have a certain personality.
Yes.
You would have to.
I take that into consideration.
Exactly.
And I figure out who's going to gel the best with you.
And you don't want, like, a wallflower with me. You
well,
want
no. I want somebody who's going to be able to, you know, keep up with you and have the right energy for you and keep you organized,
Because I need an office wife.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs something, Larry. We all need something. And it's just a matter of knowing.
Lainey, thank you so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure, Larry.
You were
thank
my first
you.
Guest.
Thank you.
And hopefully you will come back again.
Anytime.
You know, when you come in, I get great questions from callers, and I really appreciate it. And our numbers seem to go up.
Aww.
So you're a good guest.
Very sweet. Thank you.
Next week, my favorite guest. Sorry, Lainey. But my favorite guest is Katie Bloom, my
no
daughter.
Offense, take
my
it.
Daughter. We are going to discuss the topic of when a parent dates. Okay?
Very interesting topic.
So, you know, I know what it's like from my perspective. I've had the matchmakers in, the real, you know, the regular matchmakers in, talking about it from the divorced person's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, if you're re-entering the dating world, chances are your parent is dating. Or both of your parents are dating. I will not ask her whether her mother's dating because I don't care.
That's very smart.
And as we all know, this show is all about me. And if I don't care, I'm not asking the question.
That's very right. Very
so smart. If you guys have questions for my daughter, first of all, call in next week. If you're too shy, why you would want to be too shy, I don't know. But email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. And we'll, during the course of the week, and we will address those questions on the air. I'm doing some interesting research for potential guests. I've got a couple lined up for September, but it's still only August, so I'm not going to tease you right now with that. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you again, Lainey, for coming in.
Thank you.
And keep listening. You like the show? Tell your friends. They don't have to be available at noon on Fridays, although we like live listeners. There are podcasts up at the Divorce Hour page at talkingalternative.com. I am Larry Bloom, host of the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom. This is Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Two, three. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.